أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم فئة فاثبتوا واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين. Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 45 and ayah number 46 of Surah Al-Anfal. In the previous verses, previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had discussed the great ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in two ways. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum saw the kuffar smaller in number. Allah Ta'ala showed that in the dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Sahaba physically then saw it. And similarly, the Quraysh saw Sahaba also in smaller numbers. In that way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave strength to the hearts of Sahaba. And on the other side, the Quraysh were very lax with regards to their war tactics. And hence, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala granted victory to the believers. In this ayah and a few ayats after this, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala addresses the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first address would always be to Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and then thereafter those that followed Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. A few usools, a few fundamentals with regards to the very basics of jihad fi sabilillah. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who have brought iman. Idha laqitum fi'atan, when you encounter any enemy, any group of the enemy. Number one, fathbutu, remain firm. Remain firm, first firmness with your hearts. It is this asset that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the quality of firmness of the heart. When the heart will remain firm, then the feet will also remain firm. This is that great weapon that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given, that the ummah is committed to i'la kalimatillah, that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be elevated on the surface of this earth, and for that it requires a great amount of firmness of the heart. Like when a person is strong, somebody tries to drop that person, he remains firm on his feet. Similarly, we need to remain firm in our hearts, that no one will be able to drop us insofar as the condition of our heart, our ikhlas, our sincerity, our commitment to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Second, Allah ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. At the end of the day, why are we waging this jihad? Why are we going out to encounter the enemy? The simple reason is to establish the deen of Allah. And the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In salat, in namaz, there is the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when you go out and you encounter the enemy, then remain firm on the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we find from the time of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that when they would go out and they would launch the attack, they would say, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. In other words, no power, no might belongs to us. All of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again we find replete in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about dhikrullah, then Allah ta'ala uses the term kathira. It should be in abundance. There is no salatan kathira, sallu salatan kathira, read namaz in abundance or fast in abundance, because dhikr has no real conditions of wudu, facing the qibla, etc. And in all state, in all conditions, a person can remember Allah. And this also correlates with the first part, that the more we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more firm our hearts will get, and it will remain steadfast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah
Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you will be successful. In other words, these two prescriptions are imperative when a person goes out in the path of Allah, and in the general sense, if a person can remain firm in their hearts, they will remain firm on their feet. If a person makes the dhikr of Allah, then he will remain firm. Thereafter, the next command Allah Ta'ala gave to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this ummah, وَأَتِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and be obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we go on in the surah, we can find that this is not the first time, this is a repetition time and again. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about the conditions of peace, Allah speaks about the conditions of war, this is one prescription that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given this ummah, obedience to Allah, obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a prohibition, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا, and do not dispute. If you dispute, what will happen? فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, two things will become imperative then. فَتَفْشَلُوا, you will become weak, you will have no strength. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ, and your strength will leave you. One is cowardice that will enter the heart, because people in this ummah, when they begin to quarrel, really what happens is we forget the real enemy, and that enemy is always from outside. So one is this, and this is an undisputed fact, that we are going to have ikhtilaf, we are going to have differences of opinion with regards to various issues, so long as it is within the confines of Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is within the confines of the fiqh of Islam, those differences will exist. But differences should never be that we begin to dispute and quarrel amongst ourselves, fight and look for market share amongst our communities and amongst our people, because then we have lost our focus. We have lost our focus from Allah Rabbul Izzat. We have lost our focus from Ita'at Rasul. There was the ikhtilaf, the differences of opinion that existed amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It continued amongst the Tabi'een, the Tabi' Tabi'een, the Imma'i Mujtahideen. There are so many differences, but never was there any arguments, never was there any quarrels. It was done with dignity, it was done with respect. And this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying. Imperatively, if we are going to insist on our disputes, and we are going to insist on disputing and arguing with others, then we are going to lose our strength. And of course, cowardice is going to come into our hearts. And of course, we will forget who our real enemy is. The result is, Allah Ta'ala says, wasbiru. Sometimes when there is a difference of opinion, the urge may come in the heart that we should dispute this. But Allah Ta'ala is saying, don't dispute it. Wasbiru, remain firm. In other words, have this quality of sabr. Try and overcome these conditions. These are emotional conditions in the heart, and we need to overcome all of this. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. If we can do this, keep your differences where they are and do not dispute. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah will be with those who have sabr, those who persevere, those who tolerate and have the condition, the quality of endurance. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.